You're listening to Radio Diaries. This is Joe. As I'm sure you've heard me mention before, this show is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of some of the most unique, independent podcasts around. Now, all of the shows in the Radiotopia network do stories that push the boundaries of audio, but this doesn't come easy. It takes teams of producers and travel and equipment. It costs money. And as you know, the podcast industry has taken some real jabs in the past few years, and listener support is more important than ever. So if you can, donate to us and the other great shows in the Radiotopia network at radiotopia.fm/donate. Your contribution allows us to continue to make sound-rich stories and helps a collective of dedicated storytellers. You can even become a monthly donor to show your ongoing support. So just go to radiotopia.fm/donate to learn how you can help, and thank you so much for your support. Radio Diaries is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. We also have support from Indeed. Searching for job candidates can be exhausting, and that's why Indeed matches you with quality candidates that fit your job description. Plus, with Indeed, you can do all your hiring needs in one place, from scheduling interviews to screening and messaging candidates. So try it out. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/diaries. Just go to Indeed.com/diaries right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/diaries. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. At the end of the year, there's always a bit of accounting. We sum up our accomplishments. We think about the New Year's resolutions we failed to keep, the new people who have entered our lives, and the people we've lost. Some of them may have been people we were close to. Others were famous. And a whole bunch made their mark on the world in just some small and lovely way. People like Mona Freeman, who died this year at the age of 87. Back in 1941, when Mona was just 14 years old, she became the most famous subway rider in New York City. She was the city's first Miss Subways. In the train cars, you would see her photo and a short bio. Vivacious Mona Freeman writes for her school paper, it said. She's interested in school dramatics. Broadway and Hollywood, please note. In fact, Hollywood did note, and Mona appeared in a number of movies in the 40s and 50s. She later became a painter, but she was always best remembered for representing New York City Transit. The funny thing is, Mona had never even been on the subway before she won the Miss Subways crown. She took her first ride so she could see her very own Miss Subways ad. Mona was the first Miss Subways, but not the last. Over the next 35 years, there were hundreds. New Yorkers voted to choose the winners, which meant that Miss Subways reflected the city. An African-American Miss Subways was selected in 1948, more than 30 years before there was a Black Miss America. By the 1950s, there were Miss Subways that were Asian, Jewish, Hispanic, white, and Black. On today's show, we're remembering Mona Freeman and all the other Miss Subways. It was a beauty pageant for the working girl.
Every month, some lucky little New York miss is chosen from the thousands of girls who ride the subways. She's got to be brilliant, beautiful, talented. Just an average girl.
You did not get on a train in New York in those years and not look up at Miss Subways when you looked up at Miss Subways. You were looking at a star, no question about it. My name is Peggy Byrne. I was a secretary. And I was Miss Subways March and April 1952.
My name is Sonora Selsey. I was a teacher. And Miss Subways 1964.
My name is Enid Schwartzbaum.
I was a daily commuter going to college, and I was Miss Subways in July of 1946.
My name is Marcia Hawker, and I was Miss Subways in 1974. I worked in the garment district, but I wanted to go into acting, and so I sent in a headshot, and that's how it got started.
Here's how it worked. The New York Subway Advertising Agency would get something like 1,000 photos in a couple of months, and they would select out of that 25 to be photographed by John Robert Powers, the number one modeling agency in the country.
And the public was to send in postcards voting for the one that they wanted to see as the next Miss Subways. The mail would come in, and they would take a ruler, and they count an inch equals so many postcards.
We bought a stack of postcards. My mother had a stack at the reception desk at Loomskill. My dad had it at the 109 precinct. My brother had it at his desk at the bank. People signed them, and we dropped them in the mailbox, kind of like launching a campaign.
Somewhere along the line, it occurred to me that I had never seen a clearly ethnic name on that poster. My name was distinctively Jewish, and that might have been part of the reason I said, I'm going to give this a shot. Let's see what happens. In July of 1946, Enid Berkowitz splashed across the subways.
Greetings from the New York subway. We're going to hand you over to just an ordinary traveler. At least ordinary, except during the month of August. She's a very charming young lady with shoulder-length, black, wavy hair and dark eyes, aged 19. Queen of the rapid transit system for a month. Miss Subways, alias Miss Joan Attenson.
Well, how does it feel to be the pin-up girl of the Subways, Joan? I may call you Joan, may I not?
Yes, do, Jack. Well, it's a great thrill, naturally. I never thought I'd get it, though.
Oh, I never had a moment's doubt.
The poster says, meet Miss Subways, art student at Hunter College, plugging for BA but would settle for MRS. Right.
Brooklyn-born Peggy Byrne plans to wed her childhood sweetheart, is studying to be an insurance broker. The last thing I ever wanted to be would be an insurance broker. But I thought that sounded great. And I got a lot of insurance information.
Well, I get on the subway, and the cards were probably up in nearly every car. And I thought, oh, dear, the photo was really pale. I mean, I had no, I'm a brown-skinned woman, not dark brown, but brown. And I almost look white. I said, could you darken it up some? And he did. Then that looked better.
People, you know, would stare at the poster, and they'd look down at me. Then they would stare at the poster, and look down at me, and stare at the poster, and finally they'd say, hi. Here you are, this long, tall, skinny girl with no butt, no boobs, and you're up there? My friends hated me, and I loved it.
There would always be commentary. Did you see Miss Subways? No, she's not too good looking. You know, we liked January, February better than her. Because they weren't necessarily beautiful women, you know. You wouldn't look at them all and say, well, that's a beauty. Of course, I was the exception. I was a star. Well, it was only 2 months, but it was great being a star.
Tell us, Joan, this Miss Subways business, is there any future in it?
Well, I did hear of one girl who had 156 proposals of marriage and a present from a baker of a lemon meringue pie. And just a very few have got acting or modeling jobs. But I'm really more interested in what I'm doing.
And what is that?
Well, I'm majoring in Spanish at college, and I'd like to go into the export business.
Say, that's a very businesslike attitude for a beauty queen. Well, good luck in your subway riding, and goodbye, Joan Attenson.
Why, thank you.
Joan
Our story was produced by Samara Freemark and edited by Deborah George, Ben Shapiro, and me. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. Production help from Nellie Gillis. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia from PNAS.